how do you guys decide how much personal, like about your family, and how much about longevity?
Okay, I have a personal opinion to that. Okay. It is, well, yeah, I'm hard to believe. Huh? I have a personal opinion to that. I do not, because I have to go both sides of the fence, all right? So here's my personal opinion. It's up to you on how much you want to share. You know what? It really is. I share a little bit about my children. Andrew making his own smoothie, and then he didn't put the cap onto the blender, and I'm like kind of cussing a little bit, and then we put the video up. You know, and I chose to share that so that you can see, one, I'm real. Two, I'm a real mommy. Three, I am trying to teach my children how to make their own healthy longevity smoothies. Four, Andrew's super cute, so the video went over really well.
Don't be a robot is what Michelle said.
Don't be
saying.
A robot, right. I post my love, exactly. Yeah. I post my love. That's, you know, cool. I had already posted 3 times this month, so don't follow me during convention. There's a whole other reason why I'm posting a bunch during convention. But I had just posted, and then Denise got on stage today. And I was like, oh my God, I love her. Well, I just can't keep that to myself. So what did I do? I put up a post about Denise and I put, I love this woman. And because I was so inspired at that moment to do it. So that's what I mean, a big picture too. So it's I want you to find a balance, but if you only post longevity, you are not a real person.
Yeah.
You are a robot if you only post longevity.
Very good.
And real quick, we'll probably get into that later, but you can also have a professional business page as opposed to just a personal page. So, and then you're
work.
Posting all business, kind of business
it's
stuff.
Work.
And then, yeah.
If you have all these pages, it's a lot of work to have all of these pages. Yes. If you're doing all connected, yes.
You can go on Twitter or something.
You're
and you
20.
Can...
There's a lot you can get away with. You're good. No worries. We're going to talk about that in a couple of seconds.
Connect
Michelle. Oh, what do I call it? Don't
cyber
poach.
Squad,
it's
know, poach.
Poach.
Yeah.
Don't poach onto other people's pages. And in fact, I'll call you out if you do it on mine. I will send you a private message and tell you how disrespectful it is to poach onto my page about whatever it is that you want to do when I'm easily available through private messaging and my email. So there's no reason to come onto a post that I've done. I'm sorry.
They didn't hear the question. Was it that someone was putting something on your graphic, or was it
no,
some
no,
posting
comments.
On your page?
It's always comments.
Well, like say you shared something to your page and somebody else went onto your personal page there and the thing that you had shared, and they put their link to longevity on there. Obviously, you guys all agree that's a no-no, right? That'd be like walking into someone's backyard at a
barbecue.
They
do it all the time, or they go off topic. They go off topic. So if there's one thing I can beg all of you, don't go off topic on somebody's post. If somebody's post is about chocolate, don't get on there and start talking about BTT 2.0. You're off topic. It happens all the time. And that's just, if you want to talk about BTT 2.0, post to your own page. But don't go into somebody else's post and switch the topic in the middle of all the comments. It's crazy. Yes. No. The company page. The fan page is the company page. I tried to make that very clear, so let me clear it again. There is only one company page. It is the fan page. Longevity or facebook.com/longevity. It's the only company page.
So when it says on my notification somebody posted to the official longevity.
That's the private group page.
That's the private group
page. Facebook will not allow me to change the title. I am sorry, but that is the private group page. Correct. Facebook doesn't let you delete it. You can't delete a page once it gets. You can make it private. You can lock it down. No, you have to delete all the members out. It's a huge nightmare.
I know.
Oh no. So I'm sorry. I'm confused by your question. So you came in from another division. It had its own Facebook page, and you are worried that it won't get continue to be maintained. It's actually called ACT. ACT is part of longevity. We merged it all into one. My CEO is in here. You can certainly address that with.
Yeah, he sneaks right in. He sidled in.
I will help you with that after the fact. Okay, I'll totally help you with that. It is a process. I'm really sorry, but I'll totally help you with that. Yes. We would like you to share. We would appreciate it if you would share. It is the appropriate thing to do on Facebook. It does not offend me personally. It did the other day. Steve knows that I was like whining under the covers. But for the most part, it does not offend me if someone copies my picture and takes it and puts it all onto their pages. I had a post the other night from this event that got reshared a bunch of, it wasn't shared, it was copied a bunch of times. And because I had manipulated the picture, that's how I knew it was mine. But for me, it doesn't affect me. It's an honor. But for everybody else out there, it affects them. I've heard words from stealing to copy, you know, to all these different things. It's always best to share. It does. It really helps the community connect, and it makes that person feel honored that you thought so much of their post that you were willing to share it to your page. If you must copy, give credit to that person.
And one nice thing also about sharing from the company page is this. If your friend maybe is still on the fence, you know, like you may have a few friends that are still on the fence. You know, they've been there for a while. Their butt's starting to hurt. And you wish they'd get off it. Well, you know, that you share it from the company page, right? And what is one of the biggest ways that somebody gets into network marketing? It's through social validation, right? Third-party proof. So what happens is when you share it from Youngevity's page, and they click that, and they go back to our fan page with this nothing but 30,000 people talking about how much they love this stuff, you can't make it any easier on yourself for social validation. They're going to read all the comments that people are writing about. They love this stuff. They're going to see we got a 4.9 review rating on Facebook. And they're going to see, like, you know, 1,000 testimonials about how much this company rocks. So I would want that. I wouldn't want to just post it myself. I'd want to share it.
I'm going to give you two more pages that applies to David. I'm going to give you two more pages. Because maybe, just maybe, you don't want to post Youngevity all day long. But you somehow still want to get Youngevity in there. David, what is the address to the CLR Roasters fan page?
It's facebook.com/CafeLaRica.
Cafe LaRica. And so therefore, you can share the message about coffee and the message about Cafe LaRica and our roaster, and you're still sharing the Youngevity message, and you're talking to the whole world about coffee. Cafe LaRica?
Yeah, it's C-A-F-E-L-A. R-I-C-A.